is remembered. 42, the prophets were not enthused about how the temple was run. They warned against the kings who gathered to themselves and forgot about all the people who did not have influence or power. Power is your blank. 42. 43, the place of worship in the wilderness was a simple tented structure. It was a laughing stock compared to the temples of Egypt or the ziggurats of Babylon. The place of worship was where one worshiped Yahweh, God. Sometimes the temple or building itself began to be worshiped. It's not the building you're in. It's the God you're serving, you're worshiping. Amen. 44. When Moses built the tabernacle, the altar was 5 feet high and the tabernacle was 15 feet high. When Solomon built the first temple, it was 45 feet high and the altar 15 feet high. When Herod rebuilt the temple, the altar was 45 feet high and the temple was 5 stories high. 45 is your blank. Number 45 is, all of the temples were built with forced labor or slaves. It was the prophets who reminded the people and king that God freed people from slavery once, how out of place it was for them to oppress people by using slavery. 46, the prophets tried to get the people to love who and what the temple stood for, but to hate the politics that ran the religious institution. Religious is your blank. And there are politics in any religious organization. I hate to admit that. 47. Self-servicing things cause priests, kings, and the people to forget about the God they serve. The prophet's voice was a wake-up call to all to repent, return, and be restored. Wake up.